You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
This is week 105 of Destiny Pizzas. Today is Thursday, May 14th. Let's talk about some This Week in Movies in the Know. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I'm Mylin, here for the fourth day in a row. They are holding me captive.
Yeah, you're lucky we literally kidnapped our last guest and made him stay here for 5 days and we didn't give him any food.
It's like you agreed to one, but that means you agreed to all.
I don't think he realized when he joked about having that summer body perfect. I took it very literally. I was like, I will help you as a friend get that summer body by starving you for 5 days. Or 6 days. Do we let him? Depends on what day we let him go. Anyways, what movies are coming out tonight at 7 p.m. local time? Mike?
Well, Mad Max Fury Road and Pitch Perfect 2.
Now, I saw the trailers for both of these movies, so let me tell you what happens in these movies.
So you tell me by trailer.
By what I think happens based on the trailer.
Okay.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Where Chapstick doesn't exist.
Yeah, Chapstick doesn't exist.
It's with Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. Apparently people are very pale in Australia, because I think this movie takes place in Australia.
What's Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy, there you go.
He's like a prisoner of some sort, and they have to like transfer the prisoner. And the president of this post-apocalyptic world is the love child of Bane and Beetlejuice.
Wait, what? Michael Keaton's in this movie?
It looks like, straight when I saw the trailer, I was like, Beetlejuice is in this movie? And then he puts a mask on, and I'm like, Bane is the king of Bane? So like, I guess Charlize Theron captures, Max, I assume is his name.
Is he mad in the trailer?
He looks pretty pissed off.
Okay.
It's like she like controls a group of rebel women and they kidnap him and he's like, I need him, says Bane, Beetlejuice. He's much more understandable than Bane. And they have like all these weird vehicles. Like one guy's like a rocker and he has a guitar and fire shoots out of it. And there's all these speakers behind him. And then there's these other people who are connected to these weird poles. And they, like, they're really tall poles, and they, like, swing them down and, like, steal people. And I'm wondering how much Max is actually, the main doer of violence in this movie. It seems like he's not much. Like, it seems like he's just strapped to the front of a car for most of the movie. And there's just a lot of driving and a lot of shooting. And if he's not doing much in this movie, they shouldn't have called it Mad Max. Maybe this is when we realize that Mad Max is actually Charlize Theron. And it's
the
Mad
twist.
Yeah, Max in the female version. But she has like black on her face. So I thought that was a little inappropriate. Yeah. And all the white people are very pale. Like it looks like they're covered in ashes or something, like very white. Very creepy looking. So yeah, there's that. And Pitch Perfect 2. What I guess happens, this is what I assume.
Without having even seen the first one, too.
Yeah, I never saw the first one. Okay. So I assume after the events of the first movie, they're like, it's summertime. We have to like break up our little group and go home. And then they come back and they get invited to some sort of competition, which is run by the evil manager from Alvin and the Chipmunks. Who's also, what's the guy's name?
Blank him.
Yeah.
He John was Michael also, Higgins?
No.
Wait, is it Ricky Gervais?
No.
Okay.
Which guy?
He's in The Muppets, that's what I'm confusing.
He was in Arrested Development as...
Oh, Toby.
Yeah, Tobias Funke.
David Cross.
Yeah, there David Cross. He's like a rich pimp guy, and he's like, I like to have a cappella groups sing competitions, and I only get the best ones from all around the world. I assume he says that because there's clearly a very German group in there.
Do they sing German songs, or do they, like, sing?
I don't think so. I think they sing that song, You Spin Me Right Round, right? Or is that...
No. That's in the trailer, they did Poison.
Yeah, Poison. With the German accent. That girl is poison. No, they don't. That's like a Russian accent. And they're very mean to Anna Kendrick and her friends. And she's like, we don't speak, loser. And then the dude, the German dude, says, she speaks 8 languages, and loser is not one of them. He says that. That sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not in this movie. And then I think they win the comp. I think they go to like another competition where they see him again. I assume they lose the first time, and they see him again. And Elizabeth Banks is there, and then that dude is there, who I think was the judge in the first one as well. And there's like some football team did a cameo in the movie, and they're like
the Packers,
and they're like taking the clothes off while they're singing and stuff, showing off their bodies. And Rebel Wilson sleeps with Adam Levine from Workaholics.
Divine.
Adam Levine.
Totally different.
Totally different person.
One's from Maroon 5.
Yeah. And I guess like new girls are coming in to live in this house because there's some sort of hazing you see in the movie where she's like, you got to go down the stairs on the sled. And then Rebel Wilson does it and like fails at it and like falls down. And it's hilarious. Because who doesn't love seeing people get hurt? Sounds about right. I think that's probably where the movie ends.
To find out what actually happens, listen tomorrow.
Yeah, listen tomorrow, because
I know what happens. Yeah.
Spoiler alert, one person here actually saw the movie already. How spot on was I, though?
Now I'm excited for tomorrow.
You were very close on one part.
Interesting.
Ooh. I hope it's where she falls down the stairs and the movie ends.
Yeah. Is David Cross, or the part where she sleeps with Adam Levine?
Adam Levine shows up and you're like, Maroon 5's in this movie.
You're like, whoa, who would have thought that happened?
That was a turn.
They edit out Adam Devine completely and replace him with Adam Levine.
He doesn't even know. He shows up at the premiere. He's like, I filmed these scenes. Why am I not in the movie at this part?
Is the pimp David Cross, is he really a pimp and he tries to find prostitutes?
No, but he is just a rich guy who really likes acapella.
I think if I were to become really rich, I'd probably do the same thing. Actually, I'd probably do it with beer drinking competitions. You know, I would like make a league of beer drinkers, like Beer Fest, but I'd host it in my house. That sounds like a bad idea. I'd buy a warehouse.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it where you live.
Yeah. So yeah, there's that. We didn't watch any other trailers this week. But there is stuff on Netflix.
There's American Restoration, the complete collection.
Not the complete collection.
Not the complete collection?
When they say collection, it's just random episodes that they choose and they put them on Netflix.
All right. I don't care if it's not Pawn Stars.
Yeah. Weird.
All right, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, Season 4.
But Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations, is a collection on Netflix.
But it's not every
episode. And The Layover is also a collection. No, it's just random episodes over the whole series.
Weird.
It's really weird.
That is weird. All right. I guess they negotiate per episode or something. Yeah. Dance Moms, collection. Duck Dynasty, collection. And Hoarders, collection. So, random episodes.
You know what I wish had more seasons? Is Moonshiners. That show was...
That show's so... I don't know.
Didn't they die from it?
No, they had...
It's so stupid. It was all scripted. So stupid, but it's so funny.
I remember watching one episode where they're like, we have to build a stage. We're hosting like a show. We have a moonshine operation that's like legal, and we need to build a stage because we're having a music festival on top of it to like celebrate that we're becoming legal. And then one guy's like, I don't think we should become legal. I still like being illegal and stuff like that. I was like, this is...
The best is when it's like a man on the brink of death.
Yeah. One time they brought, I think it might have been the same episode, because they follow like four shiners.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have to bring in this old guy, and you can't understand what he's saying because he drinks so much damn moonshine that his brain is rotten. And he's like, this is the master of moonshine. He knows the secret recipe.
And it's funny when they're like scouting out a place, they're like, you've never seen so much paranoia in a human being before. Yeah. Then when they're scouting out a place to like set up their whatever.
The still.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Wow. And I'm like, the show's obviously scripted or else all these people would be arrested.
Although, they are not as terrible as delivering like scripted lines as Chumley from Pawn Stars.
Or as anyone from Duck Dynasty.
I've not seen Duck Dynasty.
I used to watch Duck Dynasty a lot. And then I was really sick. And I think I had a fever. A really strong fever.
And then
fever.
It cured you of watching
Duck Dynasty. And I watched Duck Dynasty and I was like, this is such trash. Another bad show was that marijuana, like the moonshine one of marijuana growers, because they had like moonshiners, but it was marijuana growers. just as scripted and horrible. But the funniest thing about it is I had a friend, me and Mike have a friend, mm-hmm. who thought it was real.
Yeah.
And the best real reality show on Netflix is Doomsday Preppers. Because some of these people are straight up stoops. Like, there's one dude that accidentally just forgets that his thumb is there and puts it in front of the barrel, but he shot his thumb off.
They showed us on TV?
Really?
That's so
on
great.
On camera. Also, there was this one girl that she was so confident going in, doing her little character profile. She's like, when shit hits a fan, sorry, all of you guys are shit out of luck. And then they go on her trial run of her escape route, 2 miles in, she's just like, ugh, I'm tired from this, I'm going home.
Was she very heavy set?
Not really.
I saw one episode with a very heavy set woman who did a similar thing where she had to go through this hole and she couldn't fit in the hole.
There was one episode where one lady it was the Stepford Wives of the apocalypse, where she would host weekly events to teach women how to make gourmet meals with canned foods.
Well, Doomsday Preppers is a great show. Have you ever seen a show called Bible Preppers?
No.
There are, me and Mike saw an episode, one or two episodes once, where it's all religious-based preppers who think that the end of days are going to come, and they prep for the end of days, and it's, true. It's all reality. Shocking. Because then, the way it works out is, while we know prepping is important, we think spreading the word of God is just as important, and, that's how they end. So it's, a pastor who also has, a bunch of guns lying around his house.
It is very strange, because 99% of the people on these shows are white people.
Yeah.
How do they all... They all have, they're just we just bought this old school bus, and we, modded it to be our bug-out vehicle.
That's so crazy.
I feel one person that we met last year would be on that show. Maybe someone... Oh. That I can't pronounce anything right.
Yeah. Yeah, he would be.
Because I'm where does all your money come from? That's the main question I have when I see these shows. I'm like...
Yeah, there was one family...
What are they not buying that they're buying this
What
stuff?
Are they not buying where they can afford, year supplies of food at a time?
Yeah. Yeah, but maybe they're just, both Doomsday Preppers and Extreme Couponers, where it's like...
I would love to see that crossover event.
They're on the same
event,
show.
It's where you see, Doomsday Preppers go to, Home Depot, and they're like, we need a bunch of nails. We need a bunch
of
lumber.
There was one family, their house is made out of, shipping crates.
Interesting. Shipping containers?
Yeah, that are on for
the metal containers or the wooden containers?
The metal ones that they put on boats.
Interesting. Wow.
They bought just 10 of them, just made this giant
Those are actually very cheap
house.
To buy.
Really?
Yeah. I looked into it once.
But
because I was maybe
day,
I want to build a bunker underneath my house.
But every day, the man and the wife, they take Sharpies and draw giant targets all over the house. And they practice shooting at their house.
I mean...
It's I feel no one in TV could make this up if they tried.
Yeah, that just doesn't sound believable. That
we should make a show, a mockumentary show, The Office, about preppers.
Preppers.
And then people are like, well, what's going to happen on episode 100? The apocalypse.
That's how it ends.
No, that's not how it ends. That's
right.
The second arc
of
the series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's everyone else ends.
It'll just be the actual story of the pastor and Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
It's everything leading up to them getting out.
Yeah, maybe we do a prequel to Kimmy Schmidt. Religious Fundamentalist. Mm-hmm. Speaking of religious fundamentalists, you hear about the Westboro Baptist Church?
No.
They're going to Iraq.
They're
to
gonna,
protest
they're
ISIS.
Get killed. They're going to die.
Because I guess they were going to protest Robin Williams' funeral, and some TV anchor in England was like, why don't you go to Iraq to protest ISIS? And they're like, he's like, I'll pay for the tickets, the plane tickets. I don't think he realizes how many of them there are.
Yeah.
That's quite an expensive bill.
Are they really going to go?
And they said, yes, they're going to go. I hope they do.
Believe it when I see it, because they're going to get themselves killed, and it'll be worth it.
They had a sign, what was it, Allah burns in hell. And I was like, I don't think you realize that, that's not the name of their God. That's just how they say the word God. So, Christians pray to Allah in, Arab or Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, they don't understand.
Yeah. But anyways. Come back tomorrow for We Viewed Review.
On a high note.
On a high note. reviewed tomorrow. Netflix recommendations tomorrow, and we get to free Mylin at the end of that episode.
The final day.
We'll see if she attacks us and murders us. Maybe you'll hear that. Do you think Ariel Castro would have been a better host if he hosted a podcast with all the women that he kidnapped instead of impregnating him?
What if it was just like, I don't know if you guys know Chris Perillo, and he would just like do a just 24/7 live stream of his life, of his office, just all day, every day.
I used to watch Call for Help, which was his tech show on Tech TV. And now I think he does it on This Week.
What if someone did this week in tech?
What?
If like
just 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Podcasting?
No, not pod, just like live streaming their life.
Someone's gonna do that.
If it was Castro, and then like just very sensitive information just happens to be said in that room.
Oh, he's just like, oh god. I finally leaked it out. He's like a tech nerd kidnapper.
Why'd I ever agree to doing this show?
Yeah. That'd be weird. Anyways, let's not think about that. And let's just think about tomorrow, the fact that WeViewed Reviewed is going to be there. And Netflix recommendations. And it's Friday tomorrow, so woot woot, party for the weekend.
Friday.
Yeah. May 15th. Maybe you're going to go out and watch Pitch Perfect 2. I recommend you do that after we find out how many slices of pizza Mylin rates it. Mm-hmm. Because that's pretty important.
But it's also counterintuitive, because if you are going that Thursday night, then you're risking, taking a risk.
Yeah, taking a risk. Well, I'm saying like go out tomorrow after we tomorrow.
I know, but I'm just saying we told them what's coming out tonight. So if they go,
go watch Mad Max tonight. Tell me how much that guy looks like Beetlejuice and Bane, and how
or
weird
just
those.
Go watch Reese Witherspoon try to protect Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Or you can just watch Avengers again.
Edwin did. He got like a free preview for that movie. And he said it was funny. Yeah. Really?
Honestly, it looks like a better version of The Heat. Because The Heat was not good.
See, I don't think that's a popular opinion. I've never seen The Heat. Paul Feig directed that movie.
All I know is we watched the trailer and there were like some very corny jokes in the
trailer. I just think it like, I don't know, because The Heat was just like a weird buddy cop movie. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know. I just like that one is a cop in this one, and the other one just like in the witness protection program.
Do you think there's ever going to be a movie where Melissa McCarthy plays Rebel Wilson's mom?
No.
That's a shame.
I don't like the ages.
I feel like it doesn't fit.
And I don't think it just fit.
Like,
either.
Have you heard?
How old is Rebel Wilson?
I don't. Late 20s.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard her American accent? It's not great.
It's not great. What happens if she's a British, like... Okay, well, here's the premise of the movie.
One, she's Australian.
Movie picture.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy. Pregnant at 17.
Although,
can't raise a child.
I would watch
sends
it.
Sends it to Australia. To
I would
raised.
Watch it if in the movie, Rebels, like... If her and her siblings all have their names that they do in real life. Do you know her siblings' names?
No. Liberty, Riot, and Anachi.
Anarchy.
What?
Anarchy. Oh, wow.
And their parents were like beagle breeders.
Oh, she was in Bridesmaids. Oh, yeah, she was the roommate
with
Melissa McCarthy. So they were in a movie together, just not
at the same time.
Yeah, but what's funny about that
she's only 4 years older than us.
That she, like up until like maybe last week, she and Matt Lucas were actually roommates. Like
who?
This entire time, Rebel Wilson
and who?
The guy who played the other roommate in Bridesmaids.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. Like, they were roommates, like, a year or two before that, and then, like, after that movie, they just stayed roommates till, like, a couple weeks.
That seems so weird to me when people are like, oh, you know, this person, that's my roommate, and I'm like, that person is, like, what I assume, rich.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm just like, our celebrity is just so lonely, like...
You posted something on Facebook, like, a post about, like, oh, this is weird that this person, like, I was talking to this person at a party, I'm trying to keep it vague, and then someone's like, oh, like, that person is my friend's roommate. And I was like,
oh, yeah, my friend said that. I was like, oh, it's my, like, roommate's cousin or something. I'm just like, okay, that's
cool. Oh, okay. I thought it was, like, her cousin's roommate. Maybe I read it the wrong way. Because I was like, that dude should not have her. Wait. Her cousin's roommate. Wait, what?
Roommate's cousin.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but he is, like, he's, like, a 20-year-old who is in the process, like, he's in escrow for a Sherman Oaks, like, just like single family house, which is insane.
How much does that go for?
And I would assume that he's spending at least $2 million on it.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. I've been looking at expensive houses lately. Because me and my friend did this.
That is one of my favorite pastimes.
Yeah, I'm going to include you in this new... I'm going to make a new group chat of people who just do that. Because me and my friend just do that back and forth.
Do you ever just, like, look, set your max price, and go highest to lowest here, and then do that in Tennessee, and in Tennessee you own, like, half the state?
Oh, I never did that. Like, I only look in Orange County because I'm like, if I were to really make it rich, where would I possibly live?
You would want to stay in Orange County?
I would stay in Mission Viejo if I had all the power. I love Mission Viejo.
See, I just like Southern California as like a general. Although, after going to the party that I went to this week, I would like fuck the Hollywood Hills. Driving there is terrifying.
Yeah, because all the streets are so crazy and like really tight.
Yeah, they're cramped and they're windy, like...
I know, if there's ever an emergency, like, how are you going to survive driving down the streets with, like, a billion other people? Because that's one thing I did do this week is look at expensive houses in this area and then compare them to expensive houses in the Hollywood Hills. Because my friend sent me a house in Irvine that's $10 million. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, 1,200 square foot. Has a movie theater, has a subterranean.
12,000?
Yeah. Did I say 1,200?
Yeah, I was sorry. Yeah. God damn, that's a tiny house.
That's a tiny house. That's like an apartment.
It's like, just like the entire, like every surface is touchscreen.
Yeah. And then you're on like a billion acres because they have to make the price worth it somehow. But no, it's 12,000 square foot and then, or maybe it's 10,000 square foot. Anyways, it's like a subterranean pool, 8-car garage,
you know what would pool. Be really cool though is if they had that like rich person Netflix box.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, fuck the theater.
I'm going to pay like $5,000 a movie. Yeah. So I was like, one day I'll live in that house. But then I'll be like, what am I going to do with like 12 rooms?
That is always like my biggest question.
I'm like, if I had 12 rooms, like I'd have like a podcasting studio.
People end up having like roommates anyways. Like, you know, Ryan, he's like...
Ryan who?
Ryan, he's like the top Asian dude on YouTube.
Okay.
His entire production company lives in one house together.
Well, I would do that. I would bring Michael along. He can live in my house.
Yeah. They just have
podcast
like,
every day. House, yeah.
Exactly. They just have like some like mini mansion in Vegas, and they just all live there. Like the entire production company.
Well, that's cheaper, right? Vegas.
I assume
property prices are probably lower in Nevada than here.
I feel like they wouldn't even pay rent. It's just already like taken out of whatever he's paying them.
Yeah, that's what I would do with Michael. I'd be like, you're not getting rent. You know, you don't have to pay rent, but I'm going to charge you for all the food you eat.
Stuff, yeah.
I don't know how that makes sense,
how
but,
that would work, but
whatever. It's like that episode of Seinfeld when Cosmo, when Jerry starts charging Cosmo for everything he eats.
It's like, you just took that. He's like, well, I mean, it's halfway gone.
There's an idea. I buy a house, and then I recreate the set of Seinfeld. In it, and I could be Seinfeld.
Like no, yeah, that's what you should do with each room. Each room is like a different TV set.
That yes, would be awesome. That would be so cool. Like the study room from Community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it'd have to be in a bigger room because it has glass door or glass walls.
Yeah.
So it'd have to be an even bigger, it'd have to be a room inside a room.
You'd have to be, two rooms.
That's just a study room. And then the room over where you have all your books, you just recreate like the Harry Potter.
If I chose, I'd probably choose like the Wayne Estate Library.
Yeah,
because then you can have the Batcave. But yeah, this house.
Or
is
you
like,
could just make that your like home theater.
I saw one guy who had a Batcave theater, and then next, like he had a bookshelf in the movie theater, and that slid open, and you saw the garage, and there was a giant tumbler in there, and it looked like it was inside a cave. It's pretty awesome. I wonder how much something like that would cost. Anyways, yeah, come back tomorrow for the review. That's a little peek, intimate peek into our lives. Did I already do the plugs? Destiny Pizzas.
No.
Everything on the internet. Just search Destiny Pizzas.
Google it.
Even if you search Destiny
Yahoo
Pizza.
Search it. It'd be weird.
We show up on the front page.
I'm gonna see if I show up on Google.
Probably. Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, you can go to DruvP.com. DruvP.com.
And you follow me on Twitter at mstesca, M-S-T-E-S-K-A.
And you can find all of my links on mylins.com, M-A-I-L-I-N-H-S.com.
Have you ever thought about owning the domain name mylin K?
No.
S.com, mylinks.com.
Oh my God. Wow.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, goodbye.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.